This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَهَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. This particular statement is so powerful. In a strictly, you know, materialistic view, in a very, if you want to say a capitalist view, you look at someone who is unable to produce anything of value economically, and you would think this person is not valuable to society. This is how oftentimes we're trained to see things. The narrative, particularly around people who are underprivileged, becomes what? These are people who are depending on handouts. These are people who are a burden to society. And while they're provided for, we're not providing them happily. It's always seen as a burden on people. But Islam teaches us that they're not a burden on people. To the contrary, they are the reason for all the good that me and you enjoy. They are the reason. وَهَلْ تُنْصَرُونَ وَهَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. Subhanallah, the expression in Arabic is very powerful. The Prophet ﷺ is using what's called adatul hasr. He is making something exclusive. When you say something except something, for example, la ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. What we say is that only Allah is worthy of worship. That's the meaning that's created. The meaning that's created here is the only reason you have what you have is because you take care of the poor, the needy, the underprivileged. It's because they make dua for you. Subhanallah. I remember my teachers would always say that, you know, when you are giving sadaqah to people, the person you're helping is yourself. Don't ever think that you have held that person that you have given money to, because while they are, it seems like in your eyes, the one being helped, in reality, you are helping yourself. Because that is the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count for you on the Day of Judgment. And the dua that person makes for you, that dua is going to reach Allah. And the blessings you enjoy, you can't even calculate the amount of goodness that comes because of that person's dua. Because of that one righteous person making dua for you. This is how Islam teaches us, that these people who are in a tough situation, they are not a burden. In fact, they are a reason for us to support them, and they are a reason for us to help them. They are someone that you should help, and that becomes the reason for us to enjoy all the things that we enjoy. Now, I'm bringing this up today because tomorrow is the International Day of persons with disabilities. I've given this khutbah a couple of times already, actually, here and in other places, on this topic of folks who are tested with disabilities. Because this is what it is for us. It's a test. Disability that a person suffers from is not a curse. It's not something that's a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like all things in life. If you have children, that's a test and a blessing. If you don't have children, that's a test. And in a way, a blessing as well. Both situations, opposite in one way or the other, are considered to be a test. Same thing here. Good health and privilege and a lack of dependency is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then you are expected to do more. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. The family of Daud is given so much. Allah says, work for the sake of Allah to express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are not given, that's a test. That's a test for them. So the person who is tested with disabilities, or the families that are tested with someone who is a disabled person that they are taking care of, this is the day that we talk about this. This is something that should be talked about more. But we take this opportunity to talk about it. The Prophet said, Al-hikmatu dallatul mu'min, aynama wajadaha fahuwa ahaqqu biha. Goodness is like the property of the believer. Wherever he finds it, he has the most right to it. Right? So we're not saying that all goodness comes because of Muslims or everything that is good was started by us. But what we're saying is, if there's something that's good in the world, we should be at the forefront of championing that cause, of becoming the leaders of that cause. And this is from that perspective. This is a great cause, a excellent initiative, a day that should be talked about, and then some learning should come out of it, because as believers, we're expected to be leaders in all things that are good. When it comes to people of disability, this is something that we believe is not in any way, shape, or form a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a test. end with a test. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. What we believe as believers, and this is what is completely unique about us as Muslims compared to other, faiths and other worldviews. For us, we don't see a difficulty as a difficulty, in a vacuum or in and of itself. We see a difficulty as an opportunity. That's how we see it. It's an opportunity for us to lose our sins. It's an opportunity for us to get raised to the highest levels of paradise. That's how we see it. When the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would pass his condolences to someone who lost a family member, he would say, وَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ. Be patient. Don't say something irresponsible, irrational. And expect Allah to reward you. SubhanAllah. That's just how we are. When a person's child dies, the praised one is called Hamidaka wastarja'a. This person praised you, O Allah, even at the loss of his child. This is the most difficult thing a man could or a woman could suffer from. But they praised Allah at that moment. And they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah. We belong to Allah. We will return to Him. This is a test. It's an opportunity for us to demonstrate our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we see the world. This is how we operate in it. So the person who is afflicted with disabilities or the family that is tested with someone who has disabilities, we say to them that as a reminder, not to belittle your difficulty, not to belittle the day-to-day challenge that you have, but as a reminder, every challenge that you are facing, every difficulty that you're encountering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording it down. And on the day of judgment, you will show up with mountains of good deeds for your patience. Every day, every moment that you had to be patient, mountains of good deeds are waiting for you. That's what we say. Because Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى صَابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient, and this is a state, it's not like salah, you pray salah, it ends, right? But sabr is you are patient as a state, you remain in that state. And for every moment you remain in that state, you're getting ajr. Literally, that is unlimited ajr. That's how we see it. So we remind ourselves and we remind those families that go through this difficult test that this is not going to be unrewarded. This is not going to go unrecorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to in our tradition from the Sunnah, we have this beautiful tradition of visiting a person who's sick. Now, of course, you have to take your precautions, and if someone has an infectious disease, you have to possibly keep away. But you can still message them, you can call them. There's other ways to visit someone without going in person, taking protective measures. But if you're able to visit someone without getting sick, without putting yourself in a harmful situation, highly encouraged to do so. In fact, the Messenger says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَعُودُ مُسْلِمًا غُدْوَةً إِلَّا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ حَتَّى يُمْسِي وَإِنْ عَادَهُ عَشِيَّةً إِلَّا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ حَتَّى يُصْبِحْ وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Subhanallah, just visiting a person who is not well, just to visit them. You're not there to provide a cure. You're not a doctor, right? You're just going to say salam to them. How are you? Eat some samosa, have some chai with them. Just doing that. What do you get? 70,000 angels pray for you. And 70 or 7 or 700, this is hyperbole in Arabic, meaning that this is not exactly. It's meant to say unlimited. There is no limit to the number of angels that are praying for you. Subhanallah. And that's if you did this in the morning or in the evening. Both time frames, there are going to be angels that are praying for your forgiveness. Unlimited amounts. We have 500 people here? Consider 70,000. 70,000. And consider all these people praying for you. Now, it's not just people, they're angels. Just you, because you went out of your way to make your brother or sister feel good. That's all you're trying to do. That's the ajr. وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. They will have a special garden in paradise. Allahu Akbar. This is just for someone who visits someone who is not feeling well, to uplift their spirits. SubhanAllah, you don't know the effect that this has on a person. I had, ACL repair surgery many years ago, and it was a very difficult time for me because, you know, you're sitting in your bed, you're completely immobile, and it was winter time, so it's already like dark and gloomy, and it was a very difficult time for me personally. And I remember this one brother came. I will never, ever forget this in my life. He came after Aisha to our house. He came to say salam. And like that image, his smile, the way he was dressed, the way he sat, it's etched in my memory. And he was like, oh, I didn't see you for Aisha for a few days. And I asked where you were. And your dad told me that you had surgery. So I came to say salam to you. That was such a great moment. It completely rejuvenated me. It lifted me up so much. SubhanAllah. You don't know the effect you would have on people just by doing this small act of kindness, just by a little good deed. SubhanAllah, this is the reward of the one who visits. Imagine the reward of the one who is raising a person that is disabled, who is perpetually unwell, chronically ill. They take care of them day in and day out, without a break, without fail. What is their reward? How many millions of angels are praying for them? How many millions of gardens they have in Jannah? SubhanAllah. We don't look down on those who are tested with disabilities. We support them. We pray for them. We do whatever we can to help their ease. We remind them with good words, because it gets dark and hard very fast in these situations. We remind them of these good things. And you don't know how far a good word goes. That's the least that we can do. On this day when we talk about people who are persons who are tested with disabilities, that is the least that we as a community can do. Share good thoughts, good reminders, positive energy with those of us who are tested with this very difficult situation. And reminding ourselves also that for us, life is not just about, I have this transaction to make, I have this purchase to make, I have this goal to attain. For us, life is much bigger than that, much more valuable than that. Every day is an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity for us to do something for our akhirah. Whether that's by supporting those who are underprivileged, because that's how we get all the privileges that we have. Or whether it's, you know, holding ourselves, holding our tongues when something unpleasant happens, patience, or reminding someone who is going through some difficulty that just hang in there, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you, calling them, visiting them. This is how we are supposed to operate, brothers and sisters. For us, life is not just about me, myself, my hobbies, my shows, my entertainment, my self-care. It's important. Take care of yourself, 100%. But for us, it's also about, can I uplift others around me? Because me uplifting others is me helping myself. This is the sunnah. This is what our Messenger of Allah taught us. On this day, we remember this as a reminder for ourselves. We remind those of us. And inshallah ta'ala, we support each other so that we can all attain the highest level in Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin fil awwalina wa fil akhirin, wa salli 'ala Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ahina 'ala sunnatihi wa mitna 'ala millatihi, wa ahshurna fi zumratihi wasqina min hawdihi ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وقيم الصلاة.